In searching my inner path, I am always looking to be open and responsive to what's going on. This is Dr. Herbert L. Bailey, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. In walking my spiritual path, I am always looking to be in openness. I'm always seeking to be open to the divine in me and what the divine has to say. And oftentimes, as I listen within, I hear the worldly self of myself speaking and saying different things and asking for different things and seeking different things like, oh, I'd like to have a house, a car, health, friendships, all these outer things. Okay, now that's good stuff. But is that really what I want? When you take a little child, for instance, and we go back to little children so often, but you take a little child, and the little child has a house, a home. He has all the things that he could want, all the things he could need. Oh, you, in your adult way of looking at it, think perhaps he could have better, but really, he has everything he could need. But he has a quality that makes all those things so precious that we sometimes have lost, that we sometimes have forgotten about. And that quality is the quality of innocence. A child has the sense of innocence, not because he wants it, not because he has planned it or treated it or programmed it, although perhaps in the ultimate of ultimates he did, but from our perspective, he comes with innocence as part of his package. And I guess we have lost that innocence as we've gone along because we've become so incredulous of what's going on in the world, we don't believe that the simple things could work so beautifully. But this innocence, this openness to the divinity within a child, makes that child so precious, so beautiful, so wonderful. We're able to be aware of this same openness, this same innocence within us, we would have the feeling of a great oneness, of a great peace, of a great joy. We'd have the feeling that all of life's needs are taken care of. All of life's wants, joys, all of life's experiences are now complete and perfect and wonderful. Just as a child doesn't look for things, he is things. So we can go back into our original purity and integrity, our original innocence, and we can be things instead of looking for them. When I thought to you, oh, that was a lovely movie, when we saw Julie Adams running across the top of the hill singing the wonderful songs that she sang, what happened? Our hearts just soared with joy. That movie wasn't real. That movie was something we put on. The real was the motion picture. The real was the screen. The real was the theater in which we were. But certainly what Julie Andrews was doing was not real. It was just a photograph. And it was just a sound system. The hills are alive with the sound of music. Oh, how we endorsed that and loved it. But you see, we in our thought, in our mind, can go on and enjoy all these things wonderfully and completely now. And we say, well, that's not being realistic. That's not being facing the facts. Well, it is very much facing the facts. Because you can go into a movie theater and you can have some feeling in your heart that makes you very sad. You have a feeling you just lost your puppy dog and you felt very sad about it. And as you went to the movie to cheer yourself up, you couldn't be cheered up because your heart was just so sad. And any time anything in the movie suggested love and tenderness and sympathy and oneness and compassion, your heart just bubbled over with tears of sadness because of the loss of your puppy, you know. So you see, life really is whatever our inner self tells us it is. And whatever emotions we're going through, whatever feelings we're going through, whatever attitudes we're going through. And so, as a human being, we might just as well be open to our highest and best. We might as well live in the innocence that all is good and very good. All is beautiful and very good. All is wonderful and very good. And as we live in this innocence, what happens to us? We are a gentler person. We are a more desirable person. We are a happier person in every area of our life. When we learn to have this openness as our everyday life, we live in that peaceful inner self, our original purity and integrity. And perhaps one day, the outer will only be a reflection of the inner as it already is. And we will know that it's up to us what thoughts we put in our inner, what thoughts we're going to experience in our outer. And when we do that, we will have such an openness to our original purity, integrity, our beauty, our innocence, our childlikeness. And as we do that, life is not only beautiful, life is fantastic. Life is a magnificent thing for us to live. And it's all because we took charge. And we, in our openness, began to return to our original purity and integrity, the reality of who we are, the childlikeness that we are, the innocence that we are. You can join with me in allowing your innocence, as I allow my innocence, to shine forth in my life and be a glorious experience for me now and forevermore. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.